am Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished by Cloth. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. This is episode 5 of this week's series of things Jesus never said. Jesus never said, be your authentic self. He said, die daily. So we've been kind of talking about this all week. He never looked someone in the eye and said, you do you, boo. He never gathered his disciples and said, the most important thing is that you feel seen, validated, and empowered to express your truest inner vibes. In fact, he said something quite the opposite. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. It's not a motivational Pinterest quote. That's a death sentence. It doesn't coddle the ego. It crucifies it. But in the gospel culture and far too many pulpits, authenticity has become the new salvation. Be real, be raw, be you. If it feels right, it must be truth. If it resonates with your personal experience, it must be holy. As long as you're not being fake, you're doing great. So we've baptized our personalities, our preferences, and even our pride, slapped a hashtag on it, and called it walking in our truth. But let me say something clearly. The only truth that sets you free is Jesus Christ. Not your version of yourself, not your process, not your mess, not your personality type. Truth isn't a vibe. It's a person. And following Jesus doesn't mean embracing most unfiltered, unedited impulses. It means dying to them. Crucifying the flesh. Laying down the self you were and becoming the self he calls you to be. This isn't about behavior modification or moral performance. It's about transformation. Deep, irreversible, Holy Spirit-powered sanctification. And that does not begin with expressing your authentic self. It begins with surrendering. We live in a time of where authenticity is king. Everyone's airing their trauma, defending their dysfunction, and flaunting their flaws, like badges of honor. I'm just being real, they say. God knows my heart, they shrug. Yes, he does. That's why when he sent Jesus, because your heart wasn't going to save you, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9, that's scripture, not slander. So why do we keep telling people to follow it? Here's the thing. You can't follow your heart and follow Jesus at the same time. One leads to crucifixion. The other avoids it at all costs. One leads to holiness, the other just leads to more you. But you didn't get saved to become more you. You got saved to be conformed to him. It's not your image we're aiming for, it's his. We act like God's goal is to make us more expressive. But God's goal is to make us more obedient. Not more in tune with our feelings, but more in step with his spirit. And sometimes that means denying how we feel. Sometimes it means killing what we want. It means that the most loving thing God can do is strip away everything we thought made us special so we can finally see him clearly. That doesn't mean your personality disappears. It doesn't mean your history is irrelevant, or your voice or your uniqueness has no place in the kingdom. But it does mean that your identity must be rooted in Christ, not in self. It means we stop treating authenticity as a virtue in itself. Because there's a difference between being authentic and being submitted. One says, here I am, take it or leave it. The other says, here I am, mold me. Break me, sanctify me, change me. Jesus isn't impressed with your rawness. He's not moved by how real you keep it. He's not clapping for your deconstructed posts or your vulnerable breakdowns, if there are just more ways to spotlight you. What moves him is surrender. What honors him is obedience. What invites him is humility. So, if your authenticity is just an excuse to stay spiritually immature, it's not holy. It's just trendy sin in skinny jeans and a podcast mic. We've taken the whole world's language of self-love and sprinkled it with just enough Jesus to make it sound spiritual. But Jesus never told us to love ourselves more. He told us to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and to love others as we already love ourselves. The assumption was that we lacked self-love. It was that we were so full of ourselves, we need to fight to love anyone else that much. When Paul wrote to the churches, he didn't say, lean into your truth. He didn't say, find your identity. He said, I die daily. He said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. He said, put off the old man. That's not romantic language. That's warfare. It's not a call to embrace your quirks. It's a call to kill your sin. But we don't like that language anymore. It feels mean, harsh, legalistic. So we redefine grace to mean God is cool with whatever I feel like doing. And then we wonder why we're still bound. But grace doesn't affirm sin. It breaks its power. Grace isn't the permission slip to stay in your mess. It's the power to walk out of it. And you can't walk in grace while holding hands with your old self. You've got to let it go, even if it hurts, even if it's all you've ever known, even if you're scared of who you'll be without your filters, your labels, your carefully crafted identity. Jesus wants it all. He doesn't want curated Christianity, your hashtag holiness. He doesn't want your TikTok tears if they're just performance. He wants your life. And that means you don't get to keep your authentic self if it stands in the way of your sanctified self. The self that says no when it used to say yes. The self that shuts its mouth when it used to pop off. The self that serves instead of salts. The self that obeys when it would rather run. The self that bows before God even when everything inside wants to stand up and scream. That's the self he can use. That's the self that changes the world. Not the love, not the dramatic one, not the one that trends, but the one that dies daily. So, if you're feeling like this walk is costing you your identity, good. It's supposed to. That's the whole point. You aren't called to find yourself. You were called to lose yourself for his sake. And in losing yourself, you'll find something better than authenticity. You'll find authority, the kind that comes not from charisma, but from crucifixion. Let the world tell you to be authentic. Let Jesus teach you to be holy. Because at the end of the day, it's not the most expressive people who change the world. It's the most obedient ones. The ones who die daily. The ones who lay down the right to be heard, seen, and celebrate. And celebrated so that Jesus can be lifted high. He never said, be your authentic self. He said, die. And then, and only then, will you truly live. So thanks for listening this week to Unpolished But Called. If this episode hit you in the gut a little good, that probably means the Holy Spirit is doing something. Don't fight it. Let him finish the sentence. If you're new here, make sure you follow the show on whatever streaming service you're using so you don't miss the next week's episodes. You can always find more resources, devotional books, and chaos at katherineschaffer.com. We also have an app and published by called, which you can download via the website as well. Otherwise, I'll see you on next week's episodes. Unless, of course, Jesus comes back first. Stay unpolished, stay called, and maybe don't trust every quote on a floral background.